Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Do you think your home is safe from accidental poisoning? Kids and pets get into everything, so you've got to take a good look at what you've got lying around. Recently, an infant in Florida died after accidentally eating a packet of this concentrated laundry detergent. These little packets, you've seen them. They're a convenient way to wash your clothes, and you throw these little things in, and they look a bit like candy. They're kind of blue. Anyway, my guest is Dr. Melissa Arca. She's a pediatrician, mom of two, blogger, writer, and child advocate. Dr. Arca, let's speak first about the laundry detergent packets. What do you think about these things?
Well, I think they've definitely upped our convenience factor, and they're actually a great household product. But that being said, like any household chemical or cleaning product, they come with certain safety precautions that as parents we really all have to make and abide by, because they can pose a danger to children. So, it's really important for parents not to be, lulled into a safe, a false sense of security because they, they're small and compact and look cute. But, really, it's a chemical. So I think just like any other chemical, we need to store them out of sight and out of reach of our little ones.
Okay. And these in particular, the way that they look, and usually we don't store them out of sight because we keep them next to the laundry machine. Things, you're going to keep your ammonia high up, but something like this, you keep right there next to it. And our laundry room's a lot more dangerous than people think.
Yes, exactly. And that's why I actually tell them don't store any kind of chemical, including laundry detergent, including these single detergent packets, on top of the washer or dryer. I actually put them high in the cabinet that's out of reach of your little ones. They are naturally very curious. We know that toddlers and infants, actually starting from age 6 months and older, will taste everything first and ask questions later. Everything goes into their mouth first. We know that. So they inspect by their senses. So we know that we need to keep it out of reach. We need to remove that temptation. And, even though that's a little bit more inconvenient for us because we have to go the extra step and maybe unlatch a cabinet or undo, a safety latch, it really is for the safety of our children. And we really can't let our guards down because, honestly, one day our child is not able to crawl and the next day they're, all over the living room and starting to go for the stairs. So we know that kids develop milestones in the blink of an eye and we really need to stay one step ahead of them.
Well, and it certainly may be inconvenient to put it up high, but it's more convenient than rushing your child to the hospital, I'll tell you that. So looking at our house and our garage and our laundry room and our kitchen, let's talk about some of the household chemicals, kind of a poison control 101. Let's start with things we're going to find right around the house: glass cleaner, nail polish and remover, our perfumes, colognes, our hair products. Speak about all these things, our bathrooms. We leave this stuff all over our counters.
Yes. We do. So usually I tell parents, if you're kind of starting from scratch and you're like, oh, what do I need to do, is get down your hands and knees and look at it from a child's point of view, because that's what they see, what is at their eye level. So I usually say start with the floors. You absolutely, for toddlers on down, you need to do daily floor sweeps and checks, because wayward pills, a dropped, like we're talking about the laundry packet that accidentally got dropped out of a container, buttons or needles, anything that they find on the floor, they will find it, even if you can't see it yet. So I really say do that inspection first. And then when we're talking about the kitchen, obviously all those chemicals need to be stored high up and out of reach. So laundry detergent, soaps even, that we think maybe wouldn't be that harmful, but anything that you use to clean, ingested in a certain amount, can be harmful to your child, and you would need to call poison control. So even beauty products like you were talking about up in the bathrooms, all that needs to be kept up. Your counter needs to be clutter-free, and it's just the way it is with kids because they will look for it. So I think you brought up a good one, the nail polish removers, nail polish. All those things can be toxic if ingested. So we do need to keep those out of our kids' reach.
It is important because as we have, we've all heard about the medicine cabinet and throwing out our medicines and keeping the medicine cabinet locked or put it up high, and cleaners, but some of our beauty products really can, if the child sees us putting something in our eye or putting eye mascara on. They could even just, putting eye makeup on. They could grab that makeup and try and put it in their eye. I mean, it's not all about ingestion, right? Some of this stuff is what the kids
see.
And they
are. Yes, and they are, the great mimickers. They practice what they see. So they would definitely attempt that. And as with any other, like you're talking about makeup, the kids can also get eye injuries from chemicals. When we're talking back to the single-dose laundry detergent packets, those can actually, if broken open, can squirt in children's eyes, and that's one of the dangers of them, too. So children should really never handle these at all. And I mean, I know kids want to help and they're so eager to help, but they really need to be much older before they handle those. Just going back to that topic, because it reminded me of something, is that I think parents may not know, talking about their false sense of security, is those single-dose detergent packets are covered with a thin membrane. It's not plastic, and I think that may be something that parents maybe aren't aware of right away. So they should not be handled, because any humidity, moisture, it's meant to break down easily, because when you stick it, you just throw it in your washing machine, it's supposed to dissolve and release the chemicals. So that's something that I think parents may not know about, that they really are not meant to be handled by anyone else but an adult.
And also, even our perfume, if a child sees you spraying that on, they might spray it. And of course, any item that gets sprayed could be sprayed very easily into the eyes or, into the... Now, what about things like that we might not even think about, like mothballs or those freshening agents you sprinkle on the floor or any of those kinds of things? How can they hurt our children too?
Well, yeah, all of those are safety concerns, because they contain chemicals and fragrances that, again, if ingested or gotten into the eye, can be harmful to children. So I always say, whatever you're using in your home, use with caution and make sure that the benefit outweighs the risk, really, when we're talking about it. So do you really need to have a freshener, a powdered freshener on your floor if it's a risk to your child? If you, say, deem that to be important to you, but just make sure that you keep it high and out of reach. I think there's just a certain thing that goes whenever we're talking about kids and safety, that we always have to be mindful about what our kids could potentially get into and always stay one step ahead of them. I mean, you're talking about mothballs, which I'm not sure if people are still using those days. Maybe they do. I don't know. But there could be alternative ways as well until your kids are older to find a way to keep, the moths out and things like that. But
now, people might not even realize things about, like, antibacterial kitchen and bathroom cleaners. We're spraying these all around. And another thing, we only have about a minute and a half left, but I'd like you to talk about insect traps and things that people don't even remember they've set down, and then there they are.
Yes, and it probably is very easy to forget about them. But again, I think that kind of goes along with, honestly doing daily floor checks and looking, getting on your hands and knees and looking where your child might be getting into. And like I said, your child may one day not be mobile, and the next day you put him in the living room thinking you have a few moments to get something done, and he's halfway across the kitchen. So you really do have to stay one step ahead of the developmental milestones and stay one step ahead of the child's safety and child proofing, although I don't know if we can really child proof anything. There's no one single thing that can child proof your home. It's really a combination of factors and safety precautions that we take to keep our kids safe.
In the best advice in the last 30 seconds, please, Dr. Arca.
My best advice is really to keep everything high, out of sight, out of reach while you have little ones at home. Kids less than age 5 are most at risk, so if you have a child that age in your house, keep everything, chemicals, medications, high, out of reach, locked in a safety latch, and talk to your kids starting from a very young age about the dangers of handling chemicals without mommy or daddy around and touching things and putting things in your mouth. My kids knew from a very young age the word choking hazard and chemical and danger, because I wanted them to know I was really serious about it.
Well, that certainly is the case, and I hope that the parents listening take heed, crawl around on the floor, check it out, look in the eyes of a child. Those laundry detergent packets, keep them up high if you use them. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Stay well.